Sovereign AI, Wolfram's computational vision, and the Stop Killing Games collapse. The Netherlands has launched GPTNL, a sovereign language model developed by TNO, the Dutch National Research Organization, in partnership with Dutch universities and technology companies. The model is trained on Dutch language data and designed to operate under Dutch legal and regulatory oversight rather than the terms of service of an American or Chinese provider. The Hacker News discussion, which generated 224 comments, included substantive analysis of a counterintuitive insight. A smaller model trained specifically on Dutch domain data may outperform larger multilingual models on the tasks that actually matter to Dutch public institutions: legal document processing, government services, Dutch news analysis, even if it scores worse on general English language benchmarks. Benchmark performance on English tasks is not the relevant metric for a model designed to serve Dutch courts and ministries. The deeper significance of GPTNL, observers note, lies in what it represents beyond any single capability comparison. European governments have spent years articulating digital sovereignty as a policy goal through mechanisms like GDPR and the AI Act. Building a sovereign model operationalizes that goal at the infrastructure layer. Rather than regulating what foreign companies can do with European data, you construct a model that embeds European values by design. For government services dependent on AI, a foreign-owned model creates a dependency that competition law cannot fully resolve. GPTNL functions, in one reading, as sovereignty insurance. Wolfram Language and Mathematica version 15, released this week, integrates large language model functions as first-class computational objects throughout the system. Stephen Wolfram's announcement post frames the integration as treating language models as computational entities that Mathematica can reason about and compose with other functions, extending the platform's long-standing symbolic computation approach into the neural network era. Some researchers take seriously the argument that combining LLMs with symbolic reasoning systems produces outputs that are more reliable and more auditable than pure neural approaches, because the symbolic layer enforces logical consistency. Whether Mathematica is the right vehicle for that vision is contested, but the conceptual direction draws genuine engagement. The Stop Killing Games campaign, which collected 1.3 million signatures on a European citizens initiative demanding that game publishers provide server software or authentication keys to communities when shutting down online games, has failed to secure EU legislative action. The European Commission declined to act despite the campaign hitting the signature threshold that formally requires the Commission to consider a proposal. The 196-comment HN thread reflects a mixture of frustration and post-mortem analysis. The campaign is broadly assessed as well-run, with a coherent consumer rights argument that companies should not be able to sell a product and then remotely destroy it. But lobbying from major game publishers was effective, and the Commission found sufficient legal ambiguity to avoid commitment. The episode is being read as a case study in the limits of the Citizens Initiative mechanism when established industry interests oppose the outcome.